Lunar race narrows to months, heat wave kills 25, and multilingual brains age slower. NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman, a commercial spaceflight veteran rather than a career government official, warned publicly that the margin between U.S. and Chinese crewed moon landings may be only months apart, an escalation in rhetoric that presumably draws on intelligence assessments as well as the public record of China's advancing lunar program. A Chinese crewed landing before the United States would carry symbolic weight with real political consequences, particularly in the race to establish presence near the lunar South Pole, where water ice deposits make long-term habitation feasible. China's test of a ballistic missile from a submarine in the South Pacific over the weekend served as a parallel reminder that its strategic capabilities are advancing on multiple fronts simultaneously. The European Space Agency's Euclid telescope discovered the oldest quasars ever observed, extraordinarily luminous galactic cores powered by supermassive black holes seen at the earliest epochs of the universe. The discovery provides cosmologists with direct evidence of how the first massive structures formed in the wake of the Big Bang, and suggests Euclid's survey capabilities are exceeding pre-launch performance estimates. A heat wave killed at least 25 people across the eastern United States over the 4th of July weekend. Colorado is managing 4 active wildfires burning more than 160,000 acres combined, with mandatory evacuations near Leadville for the Willow Fire. Governor Newsom deployed California firefighting resources to assist in what has become routine interstate mutual aid as fire seasons expand in scope and duration. One quietly significant development from the heat wave: electric school buses parked for the summer fed power back into local grids through vehicle-to-grid technology during peak demand periods, a practical realization of distributed grid storage that energy researchers have advocated for years. A neuroscience study presented at a research forum found that each additional language a person speaks is linked to measurable slower brain aging, with multilingual brains appearing up to 13 years younger than monolingual ones on relevant neural markers. The proposed mechanism is cognitive reserve, the brain's resilience to damage, which multilingualism appears to build through the constant exercise of maintaining and switching between distinct linguistic systems. The researchers reportedly controlled for several confounding variables, including education and socioeconomic status and the association held. If the findings replicate, the implications for education policy and public health investment in language instruction are substantial.